Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
This is a cool story. You know, there's all this stuff that comes up, and you get on a kid of the week sometime, but certainly with the most valuable person on the planet. It's just stuff you go, I never even heard of that. And when I heard about this guy last week, I went, I never even heard of that. Romney Cirillo joins us. Good morning, Romney.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I am doing fine. Romney, tell people what you do.
So our company is Something Fishy Inc. here in Chicago, and we install, maintain, and design custom aquariums in commercial and residential settings.
All right. So that is in and of itself a cool business, has its own reality show. By the way, what do you think of that show?
You know what? We do know them, and it's done a lot for our industry, so it's been really fascinating to kind of see it showcased on TV as well.
Yeah, what's it called? I don't even know.
It was called Tanked.
Yeah, and it's done now, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay. All right, so you've got a nice business. Having said that, you're giving back how?
Well, so in our process of being in, you know, commercial spaces, specifically hospitals, our company, through talking with hospital staff, specifically Child Life that's there, that works with us, we would hear the unfortunate stories of some children who were unable to get out of their room to see, you know, the large aquarium or just really have a lot of even interaction just due to their medical conditions. So we've developed, that we've beta tested over the past couple of years, a state-of-the-art hospital-grade mobile aquarium. So this 30-gallon aquarium is just like any other piece of equipment in the hospital, but the really exciting thing is it can travel to wherever it's needed most. So patient rooms, emergency room settings, procedure rooms. It's really been a lot of fun to see all the different places already that they're having this unit go.
How long does it stay in one particular area?
That's the great thing about it, is it can stay 24/7, 365. We're now realizing that we're entering into a market space, which is assisted animal therapy, which I'm sure you're familiar, and yeah, a lot of people are, with dog therapy that's out there.
Sure.
Well, this is a new option in that area now. So it can get into places sometimes dogs can't go, just due to the severity of, again, the child or the patient's situation. So this unit can go in ICU and some isolated areas as well,
so
which
cool,
is a lot of fun.
Cool for kids to look at. It helps them relax, maybe. Takes their mind off things. Gets them interested
100%.
In something. What type of fish?
So we're really excited to be able to offer still a saltwater aquarium, so that it offers a ton of color. But we obviously wanted to be environmentally conscious and ethical. So the insert is an artificial insert, so it still looks extremely pretty and has all the nice colors of what coral would in the wild. But we're not taking any coral from the wild, so that covers our basis there. And then a company, one of our manufacturing partners, is an aquaculture facility in Florida called ORA. And they actually, all of our fish in the program are all captive bred fish. So nothing's taken from the wild, from the insert to the fish that go in, and that's what provides a lot of nice color and movement and, you know, that visual distraction that these kids need so bad.
So do you bring the tank apparatus in separately and fill it there, or do you bring it in already with water and fish?
Yeah, like who maintains it? Who feeds it every day? Feeds the fish?
Yeah, no, so it's pretty cool. Is one, when we bring it there initially, obviously everything's broken down, and then we'll set it up within an area at the hospital. But the best way to describe this program, especially to this hospital staff that's concerned, is, oh great, now what do we have to do to take care of this kind of a thing? We've pulled out all the stops on that. Everything is taken care of by us. So the aquarium has an auto feeder on it. It has a timer for the light. It's literally, as we like to joke around, it's a glorified lamp. All they need to do is make sure they plug it in when they go back into wherever they want to have it. And then let's say they want to move it to a new area within the hospital, they just wrap the cord up on the back and they move it. While it's being moved, there's an aerator that provides beautiful bubbles while the aquarium is plugged in, but that's a battery backup aerator. So while it's actually in transportation, it's still getting oxygen pumped into the system so that it can safely move to wherever it needs to go next. So, and then our company is providing service. So
sure,
we come in on a weekly basis. there's literally nothing to have to be done by the facility. We take care of everything.
Talking to Romney Cirillo about mobile aquatic therapy. This is a mobile aquarium setup that can be very helpful to kids. I suppose all patients, but we're talking about kids in this case. All right, so where's the saltwater come from?
We actually just make that within our facility, just like we would any of our other larger systems that we have out in areas. So it's just synthetic sea salt. So we take reverse osmosis water, which is basically a special water we make that's almost better than bottled water. And then there's a sea salt mix that we use, and that's where we're getting our salt water from.
So you can make it at the hospital, or you bring it from home, office?
Yeah, we bring it from our facility to the hospital. So,
well, 30 gallons, that's a lot of water to move.
Yeah, it is. We'll just use 5 gallon buckets, and to be honest, it'll be shipped in, not shipped in, but we'll carry it in and then have it all ready to go in there. So with us doing systems are in the size of 500 to 1,000, this 30 gallon aquarium isn't much at all for us.
No, I'm sure, but I just want people to understand that because you're a modest guy, but this is a fair amount of labor that goes into doing this. Obviously, the benefits and the payback for you are the joy that you give kids in tough times, right?
No, yeah, it's for us too, really, Steve. This program is just started to get off the ground, so to speak, here in 2019. But the stories that we're hearing already from, again, we work very closely. These amazing people are the child life staff that are in the hospitals that are talking to us and telling us what they need to do. And I mean, imagine something like an adult getting a spinal tap procedure done, how painful that is. Now, imagine a 5-year-old child that needs to get that done. So we're hearing stories about a child that is getting something extremely difficult, happening to them in that hospital room. This aquarium can come in as a distraction before, after, or even during procedures like this.
Romney, where do you get the fish?
The fish are from ORA, which is Ocean Reef and Aquarium, and they're an aquaculture facility in Florida that is supplying all of our fish. So none of our fish are taken from the wild. Everything is captive bred, which, as you can imagine, too, that helps in the program because these fish, the only thing that they know are aquariums. So they're really comfortable in the tank.
We were going to go down and, because, we're right on the river here, we were going to go down and just fish and get you a couple of backups, but sounds like you're good.
Yeah, we should be okay for a bit still. Yeah, thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Hey, could you bring us a fish tank? Because they took ours out of the lobby, so we'd like a new one. That would be awesome.
There you go.
Thanks.
Our fish got moved over to the shed, which is a good place for fish to go. We're very impressed, and I think it's a wonderful thing. Obviously, any hospitals listening that would like to know more, where do they go?
Yeah, so our website for our program is just as it's called, mobileaquatictherapy.com. And then, of course, we're on Facebook and Instagram, and that's just Mobile Aquatic Therapy on both of those platforms as well.
And can the public help?
Yeah, so right now, the best thing that people would be able to do is to directly contact these hospitals, such as, Advocate Children's Hospital or Lurie's, La Rabida, Comer's. All these hospitals are always accepting donations. So right now, the best thing is if somebody was interested in supporting a program like ours, they would be able to contact that hospital directly and say, hey, I heard about this great program, and I'd like to be able to do something to support something like that.
Well, it's easy to see why you're the most valuable person on the planet today, Romney.
Thank you very much. We appreciate
it. Pressure. Keep up the great work, man. Thanks for telling us about this.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.